Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, daily podcast. We're releasing a prophetic word this week, each and every day, building on it. Where is justice gone? Why are the wicked thriving, flourishing? Today, we're going to talk about how justice is an end-time issue, if not the end-time issue, and we are called to bring it into the earth. All right, let's listen in. Today, I thank you, each and every one of you, for being a part of this ministry, of our podcast ministry, just releasing revelation the Lord gives us to prepare the church how to navigate through this season. It's the 22nd day of June, Thursday, 2023. 22 is one of my favorite ones, Isaiah 22, 22. We're praying into that always. God opens doors, let no man shut. This authority that Eliakim was given when he began to walk in authority in the spirit, even though he didn't have it in the natural, Shebna in that story still had the title, but he had the authority to open doors and close doors. That's what God is releasing right now. And that's what we're after. Again, remind you, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia area at City Gate Atlanta with Jackie Tyre and the ministry there doing a prophetic conference. If you're in that area, come and join us there. You can go to their website. Find out their Facebook page, Citygate Atlanta. All right, God bless you for that. All right, let's build on this prophetic word we started on Monday. It starts with, where is justice gone? Why are the wicked flourishing? And today, we're going to just really build on that justice is an end-time issue. I think it may be the end-time issue. And that's why he's asking us to rise up right now. What's Revelation about? Justice and judgment. That's what it's about. So we know ultimately that's going to be it. The enemy's going to pay a price, be thrown in the lake of fire. That's justice. Okay, so it is an end-time issue. It's the issue. And the more the lawlessness arises in the earth and the lack of justice in the natural world, the only justice that remains is the justice of God. And the scripture there in Matthew 24 says that what happens is the gospel of the kingdom is preached to the nations, right? And we begin to preach it as a witness to the nations. Well, so the message of justice is our message. And if we're not walking in that, then how can we preach it to the nations? When we decree for justice and it doesn't happen, then what's the issue? How can we teach as a witness to the nations? Look, when Jesus came and the disciples came and Paul came, the apostles came, the city got nervous because these guys, these people brought justice in the earth. They challenged the system of the world. Look at Paul went to the courts. He went to Caesar. So this isn't right. You know, we're going to deal with this. And he didn't let him off the hook. And it's easier for us to not say something and have a comfortable life rather than rising up. And that is what the communion's about. Judge yourself properly. Am I standing up for God's justice? Judge yourself. That may be why you're weak. And your strength will come from him. Strength is in the Lord. His strength is his joy. I mean, he loves justice. That's where he gets strength to see what he paid a price for come to pass and nothing hinder it anymore. So we're preparing for these dire straits, as we're calling them, or the narrow straits. This comes out of Lamentations 1:3, where it says, Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. That sound familiar? And her persecutors overtake her in the dire straits. Okay? So we don't want that. We want to thrive in the dire straits. And so the Lord's warning me this year to be prepared and prepare a people for the dire straits that we're going into coming up on the calendar and spiritual and biblical calendar. Okay. So that's where I'm going to pick up where we left off yesterday, which is that a church that cannot move God's hand in justice is a church that cannot stand and preach the gospel as a witness against all nations. Against all nations. What are we preaching as a witness against? The fact that they're not allowing justice to reign and God's justice to come into the earth. They're choosing their own forms of justice, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which produces a spirit of death in a land. We have a president in America who makes public statements and says he doesn't think what he's doing is constitutional, but he'll go ahead and make a decision. He'll say that we're going to go ahead and do this and see what the courts say. He's challenging law. Because why? He controls the court systems of the world, so he knows even if he breaks the written law, that a court will subvert the written law and do what he wants them to do. That's lawlessness. And when that starts becoming the norm, what ends up happening is the only justice in the world becomes the justice that comes from the Lord. And that's what the end times will be. That's where the only place you're going to find true justice, because the world system won't give it. They're barely giving it now. All right, I'm trying not to get excited and preach. If you could just see me, anyway, you don't want to. There are issues that really, you have all your eschatology, you know, pre-trib, post-trib, whatever, millennial, whatever your dispensational view of the end times are. I'm not here to argue that and get into that, but we can say this, that justice will and is an end time issue. And it includes this. It must include this. If we're going to be a witness against the nations, it's for the gospel. It must include both salvation and justice. Priest, minister, salvation. That's what they do. They bring you in the Old Testament, right? A priest would sacrifice animals to bring salvation to you, right? Jesus became our high priest. His death ministered salvation to us. If we believe him, in him, we will be saved. Okay, that's fine. That's the gospel of salvation. But then we get into the gospel of the kingdom. Kings minister justice. And that's where it's another level. When Jesus ascended and he sat at the right hand of the Father, he became judge over all the earth. Well, guess what? He transferred that authority in that position as kings and priests, according to Revelation, the book of Revelation, to us now. And yes, we can't rule and minister salvation and justice in our own ways. We have to minister his ways, but we now are the delegators of that call, that purpose. And so we want to make sure that we're part of this. In Matthew 24 and 25, it makes it very clear that the price the church has to pay to be a witness in the midst of great persecution. This church, that's us, in these days, has to stand up and give witness for the Lord in the midst of a perverse, degenerate culture and nations where justice is not available except through a relationship with God Almighty and through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Well, that's when we start showing up at places because God has spoken to us in the secret place and we show up and we bring justice to that situation. We speak out so that there's a shift in the spirit when we go. Now, that only comes as a priest and a king. So we're back to the tabernacle of David, all right? I don't want to get into all that because we've taught on that many, many times. So every believer that's hungry for the purposes of God should be doing everything possible to prepare for the season by learning, and that's what we're teaching here, by learning about God's justice and how to bring that justice to manifestation in any given situation. In any given situation. And if you're not dead to self, if you're not judging yourself, guess what? When he does, if he does bring justice and judgment, you're going to be judged with the world. I don't want that. I want a people that survive God's judgment. That's what I want. And I love the fact that what we're saying here is in any given situation, not just in the government, but in your city, your family, your own life, okay? Take it all the way down to the personal level. And when we have leadership right now in the body of Christ that refuses to train the body, the sons and daughters, on how to birth and manifest this justice that God is offering us to, and by doing that, what will happen, destruction can come. And because of that, they refuse to prepare. The leaders are refusing to prepare. And they, what people need to finish their race, to understand why God brought them in the earth, to what? To be a witness against all the nations, against what they're doing that's not godly. So this Jesus of the book of Revelation and the revelation of being a judge and a priest ends up being a war maker. We make war. And unless we partner with him, judging and making war, we are actually working against him by enabling the enemy to continue to destroy through ungodly vessels like Herod and others, through the abortion industry, whatever, you name it, and we're allowing them to thrive. And people are losing their lives. That's why we're weak and sick, and many are dying prematurely. Back to 1 Corinthians 11. This is where this revelation started for me. This prophetic word I'm releasing right now. Look, they have to be cut off. When Herod in the book of Acts mocked God, God put him down, and the worms ate him. Look at the early church, man. They would speak against Ananias and Sapphira, and they died. We have lost that. We've got to get that level of justice back in the church and in the earth. What a witness. Can you imagine the story of Ananias and Sapphira that spread everywhere? It went way beyond the church. It said fear came upon the people, and next thing you know, more people were getting saved. That's exactly what happened when lawlessness reigns in the earth, right? When God brings justice and judgment, what ends up happening is salvation and the gospel of the kingdom gets preached. So I can imagine the world around the church at that time were like, whoa. Those dudes spoke justice and people died. Don't be messing with them. That's what I want. I want the enemy to recognize the church has that level of authority. So Jesus, what did he do? He bought and paid for justice. He made justice accessible, and to not pursue it with all our heart and mind would be negligent, if you ask me. It's immaturity, but it's negligent. If we're going to ignore this message, then we're going to keep suffering injustices. So let's rise up. And when I think about Mordecai in the book of Esther, think about him, and he understood the covenant of justice. And he realized that God wanted his people to go back to Israel and to rescue them from an injustice edict against them. Well, that's what we need right now. The God of justice wants to demonstrate who he is in the earth long before Jesus returns physically. Look, we keep waiting for him to come straighten this stuff out. No. He wouldn't have said that we would stand up and be a witness against all nations. He wouldn't have said that had it just been, well, let's just wait till he gets here and straightens all this out. No, we want it now. We have missed a major key to a harvest here. Especially think about the Jewish people in Israel, how much injustice. Look at the Isaiah 62 fast we did. And when we see that if we would release the word that Jesus is the justice Messiah, instead of preaching just this sloppy grace Savior, then what was Israel always looking for? A Messiah to come deliver them. Look at when he ascended, they said, is the kingdom of Israel going to be restored? That was still their passion, and it's still their passion today. And so we're not releasing justice to the Jewish people because of that. And I believe this could catapult them into the kingdom if we'd preach to them that Jesus does love them. He did die for them. He wants them to be saved, but that's the priestly ministry, but also the kingly ministry. He also wants to give them what the scriptures and the covenant said they could have. They've been looking for him for several thousand years, and it's time that we get a generation that introduces him both as Savior and Judge. Woo! Look, and this Mordecai anointing needs to be seen in America for sure, in the West for sure. That as we see this, and until we have a generation that represent him as Judge, we're not going to be fulfilling our mission. Jesus made us kings through this call, and we have forfeited our authority by not walking in this. Let's get it back. The power of the cross gives us this end time promise that justice is a covenant and that we can have it through the price that he paid. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll pick up on this next week because we got Supernatural Friday tomorrow. But Father, I pray right now for everybody that's listening to this word that they be part of this justice company, 318, to bring your justice and resolve back into the earth. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow, Supernatural Friday. Well, thank you for, again, listening to our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport. Please check out all our media sites we have, especially our app. Just go to your app store and download Christian Center Shreveport or our website. Just add .com to that. You can also give there if you want to bless the ministry. We so are appreciative of that. You can go there and give on our app or our website. Want to give to this podcast or pipeline or any other thing you want to specialize, you can do that. Don't forget our trip to Israel, October 19th through the 31st. Go to our app. For Zion's sake, we want to put a team together to go into the land and pray over Israel. God bless you. See you tomorrow.